Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we'll again take your phone calls about whatever you want. I hope some for our listeners just tuning in, we had a discussion at the very end of the last hour that never really was resolved. There's no real I didn't feel like there was a real good answer to the situation. It was about the cop who executed a kitten that he caught, a 5-month-old kitten. Actually, I guess it was a state trooper, but he executed the cat while it was in a cage because it allegedly scratched him. He claimed he was afraid it had rabies, etc. But the point is, he executed a kitten. And the question was, well, was he within his rights to do that? The cat was essentially an unwanted visitor.
Did he test the cat? Did he take the cat to a veterinarian and have him tested for rabies? And
no,
pay that
he
money?
Was scared. No, he claims he was scared. It's just his excuse for murder.
Right, because, I mean, if you don't take the cat to the veterinarian to test for rabies, then you weren't scared about getting rabies.
And the cop didn't do the neighborly thing. He didn't contact his neighbors. It makes sense to me that you would go and knock on some doors and say, hey, are you missing your cat? Is this your cat? But he didn't do that. He wasn't neighborly. He just took the life of this animal. And the guy that was on the phone earlier, Ryan, suggested that, well, that was okay because the animal was on his property and therefore trespassing, and so it was he was within his rights to do that.
I think it's about a reasonable expectation of ownership. If a raccoon comes on my property, I have a reasonable expectation that no one actually owns the animal. So yes, because the animal's on my land, it belongs to me. However, with a cat, you're kind of in this gray area. I think that a cat that looks maintained, like it has, you know, a nice combed looking coat, it's clean, it's not, really thin or something like that, that cat belongs to somebody. It seems reasonable to me. In the same way that if somebody, and you don't own it just because it comes on your property. In the same way that if somebody pulls up in my driveway, I don't own their car. You know? You're telling me that everything that passes through the plane of your property belongs to you? How high? What about the airplanes in the sky? I mean, it doesn't hold water to me, this idea that I own everything that comes on my property.
Would you think it would be a little bit more, and I hope some of our listeners will call in about this, because there certainly a number of them are better thinkers than I am. What about this as an alternative, something he could have done? Maybe he absolutely hates animals. This guy hates animals, and he's, you know, one of those curmudgeonly people, and he just doesn't like people, and he doesn't like animals, and he wants to be left alone, and your animals coming on his property really bothers him. But he's not as bad as the cop to where he won't actually pull a gun out and shoot one of them. He calls the local animal control company, the Humane Society or something like that, and they come out, they capture the cat. Then I guess it would be, could he then make it so the owner was responsible for paying to get it back? Wouldn't he have to pay the animal control officer to come out and provide that service
no,
and then seek restitution?
The taxpayers pay for the animal.
Talking about taxpayers. I'm talking about some sort of a private
situation. So like a pest control.
Yeah, they come out, they remove the animal from the premises. They're going to want to get paid right then, I would think.
Yeah.
So then he would have to seek some sort of restitution from the actual owners, provided he could ever even find out what those owners were. And then the pest removal
company is going to take them to the Humane Society anyway. And if the Humane Society is likely turn the animal over to the owners once they called and said, have you seen our kitty? And, you know, then they get it back. Maybe there would be a nominal fee. I don't know. But that fee would go to the Humane Society, not to the property owner who was, you know, somehow damaged by your animal coming on his land. Which, you know, seems really picky to me, but
I mean, if there were arbitration services that were finding in favor of the owners of the cat and saying, look, you killed this cat, if the guy killed the cat instead, you killed the cat, you owe him $500, then it would be cheaper for him to pay $100 to the removal service to have them take the cat away.
It seems to me that if you are one of these people that really just hates animals, you loathe animals so much that you don't want them coming on your property at all, which you know, it seems like a strangely antisocial behavior to me.
Clearly.
I'm not talking about animals that walk around. I'm not talking about animals that destroy things. I'm talking about ones that just kind of mosey about mm-hmm. property, which is, has been how it's always been for me. But, I mean, some people don't like want, you know, they have really nice lawns. They want dogs pooping on it, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You tell your neighbor, hey, I don't want your animal on my property. Then that puts the ball in their court. And then they have to figure it out. Because at that point, I think it's fair and neighborly and just or whatever to do whatever you've got to do. Well, as far
still
as
not very neighborly, but it's better than executing the animal the first time. I don't know. As I said, I don't feel like there are any real good answers to this beyond be a nice guy. Well, let the damn cat walk on your yard.
Well, I think I think that if you do have the really nice lawn and you don't want dogs, for instance, mm-hmm. going poop on it, because dogs, you know, dogs' feces do make brown spots in lawns, I can totally see why if that's valuable to you, you don't want animals, you know, on your lawn. What you just need to tell the neighbor, hey, yeah. I do not want your dog on my property.
And
period.
This is what I'll do. And this is what I'll do if the dog comes on.
You know, if that dog's, like, say it's a rural area, dogs kill chickens. I mean, you know, what if you've got chickens and there's mm-hmm. the neighbor's dog's coming over and doing it? It seems to me that you may owe your neighbor one, hey, look, here's the feathers.
Right.
Your dog, I believe your dog to have killed my chickens. If I see him on my land again, I'm going to shoot him. And, you know, this happens. This is a regular dispute in rural areas. So that seems reasonable to me.
Let's talk to Sherry. She's in Tennessee. Sherry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Sherry.
Oh, I'm here.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, that happened. My dog used to chase my neighbor's chickens when I lived in New Hampshire. And his answer to that was he got a shotgun and filled it with rock salt and shot the dog in the butt. I guess
it's a better solution. It's more, you know, a little more humane than taking
actually,
the dog's life.
In New Hampshire, if you have a problem with somebody's animal on your property, the local animal control will take care of the problem. You don't have to shoot someone's animal.
It depends on if your area has an animal control. I wouldn't even know who to call for that.
You live in a town.
They're through the police department. I lived in a really small town on the border.
You don't even have any cops.
Right. There is no police department in my town in rural New Hampshire.
How do you not have a police department in your town?
I'm telling you, there isn't one. There is not even a constable. We don't even have a constable in our town. So, I mean, there's stateies.
I've lived all over New Hampshire, and I've never lived in a town that didn't have any cops.
Well, yep. There you go.
But
it's true. Well, they had a cop at one point, but they got rid of him.
I guess the major question here, from what I know of law enforcement, anytime they discharge their weapon, now I missed the story to begin with, but was this like a .22 rifle that he had, or did he use
a
service
we don't
service
know if
revolver?
It was a service. I doubt it was a service weapon. Seems unlikely that he would have done it with his service weapon. He was off duty. He was at his home, and so we don't know what he used to kill the cat. That's unknown. We just know he executed the kitten.
Well, it seems to me he, especially being a state trooper, would have some resources. You know what I mean? I just think he took extreme measures. I mean,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like it was, you know, I had a wild cougar that was a pet of mine and it got loose. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, this poor cat, you know, even if it was feral, it's not really a danger to anybody other than the fact that it, you know, could have possibly had rabies, but you deal with that with raccoons and skunks and everything else.
If the cat was feral, he wouldn't have caught it. I mean, that's the, you know, I mean,
trying
to catch a wild cat.
Yeah, sure you can. In a trap with food?
With a trap.
I mean, feral?
Yeah, sure.
That's what he had. He had a trap with ham in it.
Okay. Oh,
right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
I wasn't here for the story either. You know, maybe we should recap the
Oh, that's right. You weren't here last night. I'm sorry. sorry to make that clear. Yeah, he trapped the cat and killed it in a cage.
Morally, I think it's wrong. I think he had plenty of opportunities at his disposal, especially being in law enforcement, you know, to have, you know, just taken that sort of action. And I don't know how rural of an area he lived in, but there's also, you know, some laws about, you know, the discharge of any firearms within so many feet of, you know, residents.
It was definitely a rural area. Sherry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever you want, unless you're dead. We'll tell you what that means coming up here in moments.
Attention. all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring in whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features on the site including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
I don't know how you are about saving money, but I was always kind of bad at it. And so I set up a program here with the help of Midas Resources, our syndicate and purveyors of precious metals, to allow our listeners to be able to pay on a weekly or biweekly, whenever they get their paycheck, basis in order to get some precious metals in their hands. Because we know that that's the only real money. That's the only thing that's holding value right now is gold and silver and, you know, I guess palladium and things like that. I don't know if Midas has any of those. But you can go to gold.freetalklive.com and take a look at some of the coins that I've selected right there that I believe are the best choices for people who just want to have gold and silver in their possession. You're not talking about collector's coins or anything like that. You can order there if you've got the money. You can order on the website. However, if you want to do the layaway plan, which is what they call this, just my recommendation is to get 20 coins because that's the shipping's the same on 20 as it is on one. And call this number that I'm about to give you here and tell them you want the layaway plan. It's 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938 or gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. The toll-free number here for us is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue with your phone calls. Countryman is on the line listening to WAIS in Ohio. Hello, Countryman.
How's it going, man? What's up, fellas?
What's on your mind tonight?
Been listening to your conversation about the kitty here. Very
yeah.
Unfortunate. Thought I'd chime in a little bit.
For those listeners are just joining us, just to bring folks up to speed here, a trooper, had an animal walking on his car at night. He set up a cage with some ham in it, trapped what turned out to be a five-month-old kitten. He claims it scratched him from inside the cage, and he executed it while it was in the cage. And that was the issue that was at hand here, and it kind of led us into a discussion about property rights. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know, I mean, ultimately, I think from just, you know, a cold, hard perspective, the guy was within his rights to the extent that, you know, an animal on your property isn't necessarily your property, but it is on your property, and so what ends up being dealt with it is ultimately your decision. And that is the law of the land, if you care about that kind of thing. Where I live, out in the country here in Ohio, I had some issues with my dogs that would run around, and other people, you know, raising cattle and stuff would get upset and shoot at them or something. And I talked to the sheriff about it, and the way he explained to me, barring some kind of animal cruelty or whatever, you know, if your animal's on someone else's property, you don't have any reasonable expectation for its safety. You know?
Well, I think it's with dogs, you're talking about, you know, sort of predatory animal, that kind of thing. But what if somebody's cow or horse escape, you know, jumps the fence or goes through a break in the fence and then comes on my land? Can I just shoot it in the head?
Well, again, I'm sure legally it would depend on your county. The way it was explained to me, yes, you would. Now, let me just say, I don't think the dude was right. What I was going to say was ultimately, yeah. I think he was within his rights, but I think that he was a messed up individual to not use some very common sense, reasonable discretion and take some other measures to deal with that animal in the sense that it wasn't threatening him in any way. It wasn't even causing some kind of substantial nuisance or property damage. So, you know, is he within his rights? Well, it's on his land. What can you really say? But at the same time, you know, you really got to be messed up in the head to think, well, this kitty's on my car. I'm going to shoot in the head. I mean, you know,
yeah.
can't get much dumber than that.
Well, I can also tell you that there's going to be some if this kind of behavior goes on, you're likely, it's quite possible you'll execute the animal of somebody who's going to be very upset, or somebody who's going to find out about it that's very upset, and there'll be property damage on your property. Somebody will shoot out your windows or, you know, slash your tires or something like that. I mean, this is the kind of thing that if this is within your rights, and I'm not sure it is entirely, but if this is within one's rights, someone else will, you know, react to that.
Oh, totally. Well, check it out. I had a story that kind of touches on all those kind of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got, you know, several dogs, and most of my dogs were older, and I had one that was a little pup, I don't know, maybe a year old or so. And this thing was amazing. I sat there and watched it. It could jump a 3-foot fence just standing there on the ground, a 3.5-foot fence. And he would jump out and he'd chase my neighbor's cows. Now, my neighbor was an old fellow, you know, he'd lived there a lot longer than I had. And he was pretty nice about it, but basically he came over and told me, if you can't keep your dog in your yard, I'm going to have to shoot him. Because what he does is he stirs the cows up and runs them into a fence or something and gets them into a fury. And I have seen that before. Dogs that incessantly chase horses and cattle, it can't mess them up. You know, I've seen them run them into a fence and barbed wire fence. Man, that can be ugly, you know.
It's ugly.
But he was nice about coming over and saying, hey, man, you know, you need to deal with this or I'm going to have to. And you know what I ended up doing? I reached out to people I knew, and I found another home for that pup because I didn't think I could keep him in my yard. So I saw it as my responsibility as a neighbor to take whatever measures I needed not to impede on him. Now, the funny thing about this is about 2 weeks later, his cows busted through his fence and ate up my wife's flower garden. Now, it occurred to me, and I didn't end up doing this because I'm a nice guy and I'm just not like that, but it occurred to me I should have gone over there and said, your cows just busted out of the fence and ate up my flower garden. I'll tell you what, if they set one toe across that line, I'm having beef for a year. <You know? laughs> But in the end, I just went over and said, hey, man, your cows are out. You want me to help you out, get them back in the pasture?
Yeah.
You know, so I think ultimately, like I said, dude's within his rights, but he's messed up in the head, man.
I think your story is a good example of neighbors working things out together, and I think that's great. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate it, countryman. Thank you so much. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. I think in his story, both sides handled it in as neighborly as a fashion as possible.
I think you sort of know better who has a dog than who has what cat. I mean, like, there's no guarantee that this guy could have found. I mean, you could probably go to the adjacent properties and say, you know, is this your cat?
The next door neighbor's cat.
Yeah.
And the next door neighbor said in the article, they said that they'd been playing with a kitten out in the yard and that they'd been seen playing with the kitten by he and his family. And so it should have been pretty clear that it was their cat. And even if you didn't know whose cat it was, it wouldn't be unreasonable to go around to knock on the other doors that are nearby and say, hey, is this your cat? Because it could have been an indoor cat, and you may not have ever seen it before in your life, and then it happened to escape, and they might have been very upset about it.
Or at the very least, call animal control.
Or maybe it had escaped, and they didn't know about it. Because in some case, you could say, well, why didn't they come knock on his door and say, hey, our cat's out, be on the lookout for it. Well, maybe they didn't know the cat got out. Maybe he iced it before they even had the chance to find out. So who knows? 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Cancer patient told he's dead. What? Yeah, we'll explain here in a moment. He wasn't dead, but he was told that he was. And we'll tell you where this happened. All coming up here in a little bit. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the 8th leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Lib52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life.
Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us, including our news updates. You want to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live? You get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com for whatever way works best for you, whatever method of contact you prefer. Maybe you would like to follow us on Twitter, or maybe dig Facebook, or perhaps you'd like to receive our emailed updates. You can do one or all of those if you'd like, and you can do it for free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com, the best way to keep up to date with the show. Besides listening to it all the time, news.freetalklive.com. You'll find out first if you're on those lists.
You can defend yourself in court with jurisdictionary.com. It's step-by-step instructions on how to get evidence, move the court, fill out forms, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. It's put together by a doctorate of jurisprudence who wants to show you how to protect yourself from members of his profession. It's written in the manner that the average 8th grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. There's 5-hour video seminars, a couple of 2.5-hour audio classrooms on CDs, and 15 in-depth reference tutorials. You can get it all at jurisdictionary.com. It's a course that I've taken. It is in-depth, and it will show you how. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll tell you about the man who was told he was dead. But first, we'll go to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Paul in California. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Paul here.
Yes, Paul.
I would like to know why BP is allowed to waste our oil reserves and pay for them. In other words, not only do they have to clean up, but they have to pay for the oil that's leaking as if they had received it and refined it and sold it to us.
Who are they going to
Nobody
pay?
Nobody seems to be paying attention to this.
Well, wait, okay. I see where you're coming from on the cleanup. Clearly, they should pay for the cleanup. And the I think they should pay for the economic damage that it causes as well. But who to whom would they pay for the oil?
The oil was money in the bank as far as the United States is concerned, and they have taken our money in the bank and thrown it to the four winds. Oh, yeah. I want them to pay. They have received the oil and refined the oil and sold it to us.
Well, if they pay the United States government, you might as well take the money and throw it to the four winds already. And the other question, if the United States government drilled up that oil, it's not like you would have gotten anything from it anyway. They would have used it for, you know, their political purposes, rewarded their friends, punished their enemies, that kind of thing. So the fact is, the United States government stole that oil a long time ago.
Okay, if we were to receive, or the government was to receive, maybe the next people might be a little bit more careful as far as throwing it to the four winds.
Sure, but the government's in collusion with BP. I mean, the government had a law that said that, you know, if there was some kind of oil spill or whatever, that the company would only be liable for $75 million above and beyond the cleanup costs. They have now, you know, made some new thing with BP where it's going to be $20 billion. But, I mean, you know, what good is it really going to do you if every dollar and cent of BP is now nationalized to the United States government?
It's going to stop the next oil company from making the same mistake.
Well, what about the United States government?
Not leak.
The United States government's culpability with the Minerals Management Service, I mean, they were the one who was supposed to be protecting you with their, you know, their organization. I mean, they had the licensing organization that was supposed to be doing inspections and stuff like that. Don't they share, it seems to me that they share in at least 50% of this, this problem.
Well, my idea is that the oil that is on the ocean, drifting into Alabama and Louisiana, is a resource and or a valuable commodity.
It is.
Which was promised to be paid for. And
it was
the
promised
money
to be paid for. This is the part I don't understand.
If BP does pump the oil out, it pays the government for every gallon of oil that it pumps out? Because I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
It does?
That's exactly what happens. It's, I don't know, it's like the trees that they cut down to make plastic.
Okay.
When they cut down trees, we sell them for a dollar each, but somebody pays a dollar for every tree.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused as to what you're saying.
Well, he's saying it's a public resource and that the government.
A public resource, right.
And the government gets paid for every gallon or whatever, every barrel of oil.
I see that. I understand that, but I don't know what the tree thing.
I would like to own BP is what I'm saying.
What is the tree analogy?
You're never going to own BP.
Analogy is oil in the ground was a resource waiting to be tapped. Okay, like the trees that are growing in the hills. They're a resource that is waiting to be tapped. Now, when you cut down a tree and you throw it on a truck and it goes, somebody pays money for that tree.
Right. Down the line, the person
Ian, he's talking about trees that are cut on government land.
I know. You're actually claiming that somebody who cuts a tree down on government land is paying per tree to cut it down?
I have to pay for cutting a tree down on my land.
We're selling them for a dollar a tree.
I've never heard that before. I'll take your word for it. But it was my understanding that what happens is these companies lease the land and then they can do whatever they want to do on it. They're not counting the number of trees. How would you audit that? Is there some government inspector checking
the? Very good question. How would we audit the oil that's coming out of this this pit that they were going to pump out and sell to us? We should be a little bit more careful if we're not paying attention to it. I mean, you can count trees, you can count trucks, you can count.
How about this? Instead of all of this, how about instead of what you're talking about, you just get rid of the government owning land in the first place, and then land would all be owned by private people, and they would
likely take care of it better because they'd actually have a vested interest in it.
All I know is I was told or heard in the news that we are selling the tall pine trees for $1 a tree.
Who is we?
And it seems
who,
awful
who is,
cheap
who is
because
we?
The government.
The government. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe that is true. I don't know.
Well, it's sort of this pipe dream that one, and I understand where he's coming from. It's this belief that the government is ever going to manage something well. And this is essentially an issue of the government managing things poorly. It is the one that owns, quote unquote, the Gulf of Mexico, effectively. They're claiming it is theirs, and they're giving the rights to drill there to companies.
Mm-hmm.
And then they inspect those companies, and when something goes terribly wrong, like it did here with BP, and certainly an amount of culpability rests on BP, and I believe Halliburton was involved in this operation too. They have culpability, but the government has culpability too. They're the inspector. If I were to buy a house from someone,
and the landholder, the leaseholder,
well, and the inspector, I think that's much more important. Ian, if I was to buy your house, I'm going to get an inspector to inspect that house before I buy it.
Right.
And if I find something like the foundation is cracked after I've bought the house, who should I really go after? You? I mean, I wouldn't have the expectation that the former landowner would necessarily reveal everything in good faith. That just doesn't make much sense to me. Or the inspector whom I've hired to find the problems in the first place. It seems to me you should be able to go after the inspector. And the inspector,
I might not have known,
in this case is the United States government. They are both the landholder and the inspector.
And you can't go after them.
Right. You can't do anything because it's the government, and they have a monopoly on what they do.
I hope somebody else can call in to either verify or deny what he was saying there, because it wouldn't surprise me if what he was saying was true, in that every gallon of oil they pump out of wherever it is they're pumping it, they have to pay a tax, and then later on they have to charge tax again.
But I know the government gives subsidies for going to look for new oil, too, so... You know, there's this one big incestuous,
yeah,
whatever it is, with the oil companies.
It was always my impression that they just lease the land, and then the lessee gets to clear cut and do whatever. And I didn't know they had to count the trees and count the gallons of oil. I'd like to hear more about that. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, We still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves by submitting show prep suggestions to the website, and then other listeners can vote up or vote down, depending on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, whether it be a news article or a blog post or a video. You can put it up there, and if it makes it to the top of our website, it's more likely we'll see it and talk about it on the air. In fact, I've got a story coming up here about a dead man who wasn't really dead, but was told that he was. And that was from the front page of freetalklive.com. So I think we'll get into that here. Now, your calls are welcome about anything. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Yahoo News for the UK. Yeah, you knew it was going to be the UK, right? Socialized medicine. Here we go again. Health Trust has launched an investigation after a cancer patient was allegedly told he couldn't book a hospital appointment because he was dead. Alan Campbell, 63, received the startling information from a telephone operator when he tried to set a date to see a doctor. The former lorry driver of Little Harwood, Blackburn, Lancashire, has had three operations to treat skin cancer on his cheek and nose. When he started having throat pains, he became worried the disease might have spread. His general practitioner gave him a code to arrange an appointment with the NHS Choose and Book system, but a telephone operator told him he could not set a date because their record showed that he was deceased. Mr. Campbell, who...
It is hard. You know, why would you give a hospital appointment to somebody who's dead?
And apparently it wasn't, I guess, within their options to call the general practitioner to confirm that, yes, indeed, he actually does have a patient named Alan Campbell who is 63 years old and that he's not dead. In case, you know, in case they didn't believe Mr. Campbell, they could call his doctor. But, you know, that would be a lot of work to pick up a phone, make a phone call. According to the story here, Mr. Campbell, who's also...
The silly part is everybody's supposed to be covered for something like skin cancer in Great Britain, so what difference would it make if you were dead or not? I mean, why would you lie about being somebody else? Just take the guy and, you know, treat him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's not like he's trying to steal someone's identity in order to get treated.
Well, apparently it's only free health care for the people who jump through the correct hoops and who aren't marked as deceased in the system. You know, they've got their rules, Mark, and they need to stick to them. Of course, it's not really free because, well, everybody's paying for it through taxes. But Mr. Campbell, who's also survived a stroke and heart attack, said, I rang on Saturday and was told I could see a consultant on June 29th. But then they said, sorry,
We can't give you an appointment. Our records show you're deceased. I said, you're joking. I'm only 63. I'm talking to you, aren't I? But they said, you'll have to go back to your GP on Monday to get it sorted out. He says, I couldn't believe it. I was flabbergasted. I'm not one for complaining, but when someone says you're dead, it's not on, said he, Alan Campbell. And this was just published yesterday, so apparently he hasn't actually...
He could still be dead.
...yet had a chance to undeadify himself, to raise himself from the dead with the approval of his general practitioner on Monday. There will be more to the story at that point. But here's the socialized medicine system in action. They... don't really care. The phone operator isn't really concerned about this man and the cancer that may have spread to his throat. Oh, well, oh, sir, you know, our files here show that you're deceased, and so...
You might as well go ahead and hurry up.
Right, there obviously is a paperwork error here, so you'll have to go back on Monday, which is almost a week from, you know, today, you'll have to go back in another week and see if you can iron this problem out. And who knows how difficult it's going to be when he actually goes back in to try to get them to, you know, to rectify the situation.
Well, it's really easier for the bureaucrats, though. The longer they wait... the more likely he is,
he'll die.
His actual state is to match their paperwork. Right? I mean, this is what people say about the VA all the time, that they delay benefits, they stonewall, and some of them have claimed that their doctors are actually trying to kill them.
Yeah, that's true.
It seems a little out of line, but where's the incentive for the doctor to actually heal, other than sort of
there is no one? Right, beyond the
economic
oath,
incentive.
Right, beyond the Hippocratic Oath, the economics aren't there because they're getting paid regardless of whether you heal or not, whether their patient passes away or not, they will end up, I think, making the same amount of money. Are VA doctors paid by the patient? Are they paid? Because sometimes in the socialist system, a doctor will be paid per person that they see, but that doesn't give them the correct incentives either. That gives them the incentive to move people through like cattle. So rather than spending time with somebody and giving them an accurate diagnosis and answering their questions and speaking with them in that kind of a system, in that version of the socialist system, when the doctor is paid on a per patient, however many patients they see, that's how they get paid basis, then they just, okay, see you later.
Zip, zip, zip.
Yeah,
zip.
In, out.
They put as many people as possible in waiting rooms, and they go as quickly as they possibly can from waiting room to waiting room.
Well, because if they blast through the waiting group of patients, then they can get to their golf game at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and some will say that that's what the marketplace looks like, but it isn't. The marketplace certainly, wants, the doctor will certainly want to see as many people as possible, but in the marketplace, he also has to make each one of his patients happy so that they'll come back.
In a true free market, which we don't have. Which the United States is not even close. The United States is a mostly socialized medicine system, and that's one of the reasons why it's so bad. And that's one of the reasons why, when it comes to the government, when it comes to the system of healthcare that the United States has, there are all kinds of problems, and they're really because of all of the mandates that the government puts down on these various different doctors and companies and pill developers and those folks. It really makes it difficult for them to do their business.
Right. The organization that's supposed to be protecting us and making sure that we get the best health care that money can buy, in fact, does the opposite. With all of its, regulations on companies, it takes, 17 years, was that the number, to get a drug through?
It's a long time, something like 20 years.
Yeah, it's a great deal of time. How many people die, the unseen of this, how many people die that could have taken this this drug? Even the fast tracking
thousands
is more than half a decade. So, yeah. It's obvious that the FDA is killing people.
Now, would there be there won't of course be any kind of punishment or consequence for this telephone operator who denied this man the service that he'd been paying for?
She's just doing her job,
right? She will have no liability for that whatsoever. And the system isn't going to reform itself over this. He'll just be somebody who fell through the cracks. I mean, it's a tragic story, but that's how it'll be reported. A tragic story. Alan Campbell came down with throat cancer today, and it was because...
That's a story? Really?
It was because... And died because, he wasn't allowed to go to the hospital that he'd been paying for his entire life through the tax system. And I guess that could be a bit of a shock to the system, to somebody who'd been told their whole...
you know, the last several decades, that they would be able to go and get free health care whenever they needed it. Oh, sorry, we don't have the right box checked on our computers, so you're just SOL, buddy.
Yep, I wish you'd hurry up and make your actual state fit our legal designation of you being dead.
But don't worry, though. You know, the person who is out there advocating for government health care in the United States might say, look, you Free Talk Live guys, you're just attacking. It's not
you're
fair.
A bunch of negative ninnies.
Right. It's not fair for you to claim that it would be the same way here in the United States. You know, we're better in the United States. People in the United States are better.
We got
better
good old American socialism here.
Right. American socialism is better than the rest of the world, and we could do it right. Our phone operators and the government bureaucracy will care. Because all the evidence shows that government bureaucrats are really heartfelt individuals who care when they're on the job.
Just look, imagine the DMV taking care of your health care.
Yeah, I'm not saying that those people that work at the DMV aren't caring, heartfelt individuals when they're at home with their families.
But they sure don't act like it there.
Right. When they're on the job, they have their jobs, and it doesn't matter to them what you think about how they do their jobs, because they can't be fired. Government bureaucrats are essentially protected by tenure in most cases. They've got unions that have all kinds of rules that insulate them from any kind of consequences for negative actions, and they know it. They know they're insulated, so it doesn't matter if they see you now or later. They'd rather see you later. And in this case, that's the same thing going on here in the UK's health system. But that's what you can look forward to here in the United States if the government ever does take full control over health care. It's bad now, and it's going to get worse.
Yeah, you know, I want doctors and their staff competing for my business. I feel that's competition is what drives down prices, drives innovation, and gives us all the great things that the marketplace has to offer. Giving the government a monopoly, a single payer, that's what that means, a monopoly on a disbursement of medical care, it's a terrible, terrible idea, and really a great way to kill people, quite honestly.
You can take control of the airwaves here at 800-259-9231. The madness continues. Smoking bans will tell you what they're doing in New York. I figured it'd be California that would do this one first, but looks like Geneso Village. Looks like they've got California beat. At least I don't think this has already happened somewhere. It's certainly possible this has already happened. We'll tell you what's come down the pipe with the smoking ban here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. Bring up anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.